There is no greater love than this. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for another. We know this to be true. We wouldn't have needed Jesus to teach us that. Any person in the world can know that truth, that there's not capable of giving any more than that if you've given your life for another. On the cross, Jesus reveals the depth of God's love for us. Right? Loving us with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind. Laying down his life for us, loving us to death, literally. That is why he's on the cross. Jesus is not the victim of circumstances. He doesn't get trapped. He embraces the cross out of love for you and me. He embraces it so that we will be able to experience the depth of God's love and the forgiveness of our sins. From the cross, he cries out, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" He's quoting Psalm 22. And the first line of the psalm is often the way that would be the title of the psalm. And that is the first line of that psalm that ultimately the person calling out like that experiences the redemption, the love, and the conquering of God, if you will. But in the fullness of his humanity, Jesus also experiences this abandonment. Totally alone, feeling abandoned by God in his humanity. There is nothing more that God can say or do to demonstrate how completely he loves you. There's nothing more. This is it. Pope Francis said a couple days ago that living Holy Week means entering ever more deeply into God's logic, into the logic of the cross, which is not primarily that of suffering and death, but rather that of love and of the gift of self that brings life. This is, I think, how Palm Sunday of our Lord's Passion challenges us. We must live Holy Week in that logic of the cross, in that logic of love, in that giving of ourselves, to love as Jesus loves, to love one another as he has loved us. We live Holy Week by seeking out Jesus in those who feel alone and abandoned. We live Holy Week by caring for the poor and the needy, by being present to someone who is suffering. We live it by forgiving someone who doesn't deserve it, and by seeking out that forgiveness ourselves from God and others. We can make this week holy by uniting our own sufferings, our own annoyances, inconveniences, to unite them with the suffering of Jesus. United with Jesus and his suffering, our own suffering can become redemptive for ourselves and others. May this truly be a holy week for each one of us.